Hi everyone, welcome to the Baking for Profit podcast. My name is Maureen Bilhakamari. I am a professional baker and a bakery business entrepreneur. In this podcast, I share baking for business tips, particularly geared to small-scale bakers, whether you have a small bakery shop or your home baker.
I am the founder of Baking with Amari, which is formerly Amari Baking Center. I also have a bespoke business called Chiffon Cakes by Amari. I've been doing business for the last 10 years, and today I just kind of want to share four things that I wish I knew when I was starting a baking business. Now, I like sharing this because number one, when I was starting, I didn't really get content on anybody sharing, especially anything to do with the baking industry, especially in Kenya, but also just like for those of us who are home bakers and small bakery shop owners, I hadn't found any kind of content. So as I go through my journey and I grow my business slowly, I do like sharing some of these things in case it might help one or two people out there. So I'm just going to break them down in no particular order, but I want to share four specific things that I really, really wish that I had focused on in the beginning. I do focus on them now, of course, but it would have really been easier to grow my business if I had done this from the beginning. So the number one thing that, and I think this is mainly because at first I didn't get any kind of mentorship. I ended up getting mentorship like after I had failed my first business. So basically, I discovered this later. But one of the things that I wish I had focused on was building financial credit, right? At the time when I was starting business, there was a lot of people who kind of, their advice was stay small, don't have bank accounts, that kind of thing. But the moment I actually started having bank accounts and having some type of credit is when I started being able to actually build some type of financial credit. The reason why that's a good thing, and I'm not a financial advisor, this is my disclaimer, and I'm going to touch this only a little bit. As a person who consumes a lot of content from successful business people and even talks to successful business people, one of the things you'll realize is that you don't fully build a business with your own personal money, right? It's kind of almost impossible unless you have a ton of money or you're from a family or you yourself have a lot of money, which is great. And if this is you, good for you. However, if you're like a lot of us who, when they started, had a very small amount of money, which over time ended up just kind of dwindling, you need to somehow build financial credit. And by building this financial credit, you're able to start taking on good debt. Again, I'm not talking about bad debt, right? And again, I'm not a financial advisor, but you need to figure out how to start taking loans that you can pay back using your business, right? That can help you slowly grow. And I discovered this way later. And so what happened is that now I get to grow my business a little slower. But the more I build financial credit, the better it is or the easier it is to actually do this, right? And most people don't even talk about this, but let's be honest. Most people grow their businesses with business loans. And the only way a bank or any kind of financial institution, or even if it is a private investor, they need to check out your numbers or your figures and figure out, oh, this is a good business. How are they going to do that? Because you're building financial credit, right? You have a way in which you receive money. You have a way in which you track how you're spending your money. And when I look at it, I'm going to go like, oh, I have 10 million or I have 5 million or I have 1 million. And I can lend you because I know you're going to give it back, right? In a certain period of time and this amount of money. And so majority of successful business people will not tell you this, but they actually just build businesses by taking cash advances and business loans in which they're able to do something major at one time, buy the thing, get the piece of equipment, get the premise, build the whatever it is, and then now you pay that back slowly, right? So if there's something I want to tell you bakers, if you're a home baker, if you're a small bakery shop owner, if you just want to start a baking business and you want it to last and grow, build financial credit, right? Make sure you have those systems in place early on. I cover this in some videos, but at the same time, I have this in my 6-month online class for anybody who's looking to start a baking business. Link is going to be below, all right? So number one thing I wish I knew, build financial credit. So once I started building financial credit, I have seen that even if it's, again, a slow, steady race, it's a little easier, right, to start being able to slowly expand and grow my business over time, right? So build financial credit. Number two, learn to pivot when necessary. So one of the things I learned is that when I first started a business, I wanted to stay exactly what I'd thought, right? I tend to be a stubborn person. So one of the things that I brought that stubbornness to my baking business, and I didn't want to change. Even if I remember the first year when I was making big mistakes, I was thinking in my head, like, I need to change this. But because I'm so stubborn, I was like, I'm not going to change this. And it really cost me a lot of money. I had to close down the business, take a break and get more money because I was in debt and then come back. So one of the things I've learned quick these days, I within 6 months, I can pivot until people are just, what? Now, do I keep my fundamental business ideas? Yes. But I learned to pivot if it means a small thing. Do I need to stop working with someone? Do I need to find somebody to start working with? Do I need to stop marketing in this platform and do this? Do I need to stop doing, here's one thing. And this was just something inspired by one of my administration ladies who we have discussions with. And she really helped me with this. And that one of the things that we were doing, like the last 2-3 years, is that we were only doing group classes. The reason being, obviously, group classes over time have a higher return. If you have more people in class, what's happening is that you're going to get more money. But within the last 2 years, the economy has been slowing down and the recession and everything. And it was getting harder to actually get a group of people in class. But I still wanted to, you know, think of the group mentality. And one of the things that my customer service person told me was that one of the things that's it's stopping us from attracting clients is that when I come and ask about your classes, I need 2 months before I sign up for class, right? Now, before, when we had a whole lot of inquiries, right? When we had a whole lot of demand, that's a good thing. But right now, because there's a slower economy, people want to know, I want to sign up and I can start right away. And I realize that's becoming a problem. We have less sales because people are going away and finding another place because I can't wait 2 months. I'm free now and I want to take a class now. And so what I decided this year is that we have group classes and we also have one-on-one classes, right? We have both options. And literally pivoting like that helped us increase sales and start attracting a different clientele who's willing to come, pay more, and just start class right now because they are willing to do the class at this time. So that's just an example of learning to pivot when necessary. So one of the things that you have to do when you're in a baking business, but any small business or medium-sized business, is you learn to pivot when you need to change whatever it is you need to change at that time, or you will start losing in business, right? So one of the things that you need to learn is to pivot when necessary. Third thing that I learned, and this, I think I've shared this multiple times, if you've ever consumed my content, if you haven't, I have failed more than once. Currently, I have been in business for the last 10 years, specifically continuously, maybe 7 to 8 years. And my business has grown from a home baking business to a shop. Like I got a shop this year, right? And again, it's not like it's all roses, by the way. It's always like the next step has more challenges as you continue. But I feel like at least somehow our business is growing. Now, the thing about this is that I just thought that failing was a bad thing. And again, this is because not a lot of people, especially in the African scene, tend to share a lot of stuff, especially in the bakery industry. People just kind of look like they made it. Nobody has a story behind. Unless you go look for someone and talk to them, it's rare that you'll hear somebody telling you, oh, I failed so many times. People don't like sharing the failures. And I get it. Sometimes sharing your failure makes you feel like a failure. But the reason I share this is this. Failing is part of business. Anybody who has not failed in business has not been in business long enough. And I say this confidently. I've heard this from seasoned business people I've met in Kenya. I've heard this from billionaires and millionaires who share content online, and they're certifiable business people. You have to fail because that's just part of the process. You don't get everything right every time from when you start. You fail small and big. The good thing is that you learn from it. And then for the people who get mentorship, when you start getting mentorship, you fail a little less because somebody has told you, don't do this, it's going to fail, right? So one of the things I learned is that, one, it's okay to fail. I think for me, that was the first years of business. I just thought that if I fail, I'm a failure. I started separating business failure and me. I just told myself, this is something I needed to learn. That's it. And then number two, I fail faster. So that means I am trying out things, even if I'm not sure they're going to work. And when they fail, I'm going to stop and pivot and change and learn the lesson, which means I'm consistently trying out different stuff more often. As opposed to before, I was just afraid to try different things. I was afraid to do this. If I failed with a shop, it took me so long to think of even getting another shop. If I failed with something, I would take so long to actually make another risky move, right? I became too cautious. So one of the things that in business, you do have to be kind of a risk taker, not bad risks. You just have to learn to try new things and be okay with failing, and then just kind of failing fast so you can learn quicker and get better at it. And so I actually say that I'm an amazing failure these days. I fail very successfully because if I learn from it, I learn and I pivot and I do the next thing that's going to work. And I have no problem with failing, right? The problem is usually repeating the same mistake again. That's a problem. But if you can learn from a mistake, then you're good to go. Okay, so it is okay to fail, and you need to fail faster. The fourth thing that I am still learning now, but I've gotten to a point where I feel like this lesson is really sinking in, is patience. The interesting thing is that when I first started the first 3 years, I just wanted to make it. I just wanted to have a lot of sales, a lot of money, and a lot of things. I was trying to prove a lot to myself and other people, right? I was worried about what other people would think because I quit my job. And I'm like, I want to show them that I quit my job for the right reason. You have to be patient for success in business. And that is something that is hard to teach. You just have to learn patience. Now, there's different ways you can learn that lesson. You can learn it expensively or in other ways. I learned it in an expensive way. I started making moves that were dangerous and not safe. I wasn't thinking through, and so I would lose money because I was impatient with success. Now I am extremely patient, but when I need to, I will move fast. But I'm patient knowing that this is a long game. I'm not looking at my success in a 2 or 3 year period. I'm looking at my success in a 10, 20, 30 year period. If you look at successful businesses, they're over a decade old. The ones that have just started making it, they're 10 years old. They're not 2 years or 3 years. You will hear of businesses that look like they've exploded. And then sometimes, and I'm not saying this happens to every business, some businesses make it in the third and fourth year, which is great. But you'll find there's businesses, especially in the tech world, you hear this business is amazing. And then 6 years down the line, it's closed. So your business will be tested. Patience is what gets you there. So as you're doing the other three things I talked about, you're building financial credit, and you're doing all the good things that you need to do that are good business strategies. You pivot when you need to. You fail fast and you know it's okay to fail. Then you're patient. We all want to make a million shillings or a billion shillings way too fast. You have to make sure your business is sustainable. You have a good foundation. You have the right systems. So I have learned to have the patience to know that it's a gradual process, that I'm not going to make it in 8 months. It's going to take a bit longer. As long as I'm doing the right things and I'm going at my own pace based on my own capacity and the financial resources that I have, I will make it. And so what happens is that I would say I have more patience now than I did 6 years ago or 10 years ago when I was starting the business. And I wish I was a bit patient, especially the first five years. I wouldn't have made many mistakes because I was in a hurry to get there really quickly. But again, these are things that I am happy I learned. And I hope you will be patient enough to realize that it takes time. If you look at the billionaires in the world, they're not 20 years old. There's a reason why. They've been in the game so long that they became billionaires. Most people who self-made people, of course, these are people who have built businesses and gotten money from the business. It didn't happen overnight. It happened over 20 years and 30 years and 40 years. I mean, I can't really say I know an African businessman, but there's actually one I do know who's quite older, who's I would say a billionaire now. And Africa doesn't have a lot of statistics for obvious reasons. But if you look at even American or in the UK or other places, billionaires tend to be a little older. And at first I used to be resentful for that, but I kind of get it. Why? It takes time to perfect your art, to perfect your business, to build the systems, to build the credit, build the credibility, have something that's sustainable, and then start making the thousands and then the billions and then the billions. So have the patience to make it. I hope this has helped you. Make sure to watch the next video. I'll see you in the next one.
Please check out our site, amaribakery.com, for more information on baking for business, baking recipes, and cake decoration tutorials.